Hi, this is a dictation for patient Kamon Robertson, KAMONROBERTSON, date of birth 8/8/1979. Date of accident 3/14/2025. Date of service 5/22/2025. Follow-up visit. The patient is having a constant pain in the left shoulder, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees in abduction without pain. Pain in the neck is reported to be 7. Upper back 10 and lower back pain is 8. Most of them are towards the left side of the spine. Overall, the pain is between 9 to 10. Patient has a difficult time lifting the phone and dinner plates, and motor weakness is reported. 40% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system review, additional issues, substance abuse and compliance plan. Physical examination, blood pressure is 169/114, pulse 85, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will be the same as 5/15/2025 visit, dictation number 0515-031. Maps have been reviewed. Patient is advised to have an injection to the left shoulder, supra and infra-articular, spinatus tendon, and intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, which has been done. Water and gel is provided. Percocet 10/325 is provided. And the patient has been provided physical therapy 2 times a week to the affected areas. He remains off work. And also replacement transportation has been checked also. The procedure for the supraspinatus and intraspinatus tendon of the left shoulder and intra-articular injections were done according to the protocol. The medical indications are based on the physical finding of severe pain in the left shoulder as well as difficult time lifting the arm in abduction, as well as insertional tendinosis, a supraspinatus anterior infraspinatus tendon, and superior subscapularis tendon involvement. There is also a superior inferior acromioclavicular ligament injury and coracoclavicular ligament injury with edema and deltoid trapezius muscle contusion, and AC ligament injury. These are all related to the MRI reports, and hence the injection was provided to relieve the pain, improve the ADLs, and decrease the need for surgery. The patient tolerated the procedure very well. Thank you very, very much. We'll be seen in 30 days. He's being scheduled for his lumbar epidural and cervical epidural and thoracic epidural injection due to the MRI finding, which are reporting multi-level disc herniations. Otherwise, he is stable.